Aleishur Chelek Beis Tav Yud Zayin. The 13th chapter is entitled Michiyuvei Hadin Liyos Ish Klal. One of the obligations in facing judgment is to become a person who is part of the community. Paragraph Aleph, Hayesod HaRishon BeBinyan Adam Es Atzmoi Hu Liyos Yechid VeLo Yistam Adam. This is a summary of the previous section. The first fundamental in the individual building himself is to be an individual rather than a part of the herd. The second fundamental idea, which is what this chapter is devoted to, is to see himself as part of the community. Klal is not just the sum of the parts. It's not simply an agglomeration of many individuals. It's something that emerges, which is the whole is greater than the parts, in other words, a new reality. Therefore, you see that the halachos for the tzibur, in many cases, are different, are distinct to the halachos of the yechid. When it comes to hashgacha also, you find that the community is different to the individual. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Dalet. Rapopa Romei Ksiv Eil Zayim Bechol Yom. One pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry every day. There's a certain point where there's rage. Uchsiv Lifnei Ze Amoy Yamoid. The other pasuk says, who can withstand Hashem's anger? There seems to be a contradiction, because if Hashem is angry every day and nobody can withstand His anger, then how do you resolve this? Answer: Lo Yikashya Kan BeYochid Kan BeTzibur. The one pasuk applies to the individual, the one applies to the community. So Rashi explains, Biyochid miyamoid. If it's an individual, nobody can withstand Hashem's anger. No individual. Betzibur, but if it's the whole community, afal gavde bechol yom zoim iskemin. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses anger every day, nonetheless, they endure. The author explains, kol oid she'adam yochid ein yechol amoid bedin. As long as the individual is an individual, he presents himself to judgment as one, he cannot withstand judgment. Those who make themselves part of the klal, they include themselves within the community, they merge into the community, can withstand the judgment. What is the difference between the two? Let's look at an illustration. In our illustration, in our mashal, a tree represents the klal. So the roots, the bark, the branches, the leaves, the fruits, those are all like individuals, components of the klal. Every leaf derives its nourishment from the tree. Of course, when the leaf falls off the tree from the branch, it withers and dies. That's the mashal. Gama klal Yisrael b'vchinas eitz. Klal Yisrael is like the tree. V'chol echad v'echad m'Yisrael b'vchinas ale ba'itz zeh. Each individual is like a leaf in this gigantic tree. Kol odu davuk b'aklal hu yonek chayisoy memen. As long as the leaf, as the individual, is attached to the klal, so it gets its nourishment from it. Hu noivel u'me'abed chayisoy imu menatek atzmo me'aklal. But the individual withers away, loses his vitality if he detaches himself from the klal. Zeu inyan hapuiresh midarkei tzibur. That's the concept that Chazal expressed in these words. Hapuiresh midarkei tzibur. Somebody separates himself from the community. The leaf would never contemplate detaching itself from its place. Leaves don't do that. However, with human beings it's different. An individual may see himself as somebody who is hachay chayim atzmayim. He lives independently. He's self-sufficient. Doesn't see himself as bound and attached to the klal. Lam, why does this happen? Ha'adam hu ba'al sechel. Because as opposed to leaves, we human beings have a mind, and with our mind, we have a strong conception of ourselves as independent beings. We don't need anyone, we're self-sufficient. I'm self-contained. And I derive my vitality from my mind, my understanding. Bina yesera tzricha la'adam kidei lakir es mivnei ha'olam. A person needs extra understanding, needs additional thought to understand the structure of the world. That the individual really has no durability, no kiyum, if he doesn't attach himself to the klal. This is especially true for klal Yisrael. Asher shem ze shel klal Yisrael, even the very name, klal Yisrael, kvar mi, the name already testifies, ki be'am Hashem, haklal chini yisem asher b'chol u'ma'ches. When it comes to the nation of Hashem, the klal is more indispensable, more important than in any other nation. We'll speak about this more further on. Chayav ha'adam l'yisrachev b'dapi, a person has to expand his mind, u'lakir ki haklal u'mikoach ha'yiz l'chol prat, and to come to recognize that the klal, the community, is really the source of life for each individual. Says Gemara in Kiri, says the Vav Amud Beis, Omar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Omar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Kol Ta'anis Shein Bah Mipoish Yisrael. Any public fast which does not incorporate within it also the Poishim, those on the lowest rung of society, Einah Ta'anis. It is not a Ta'anis, it doesn't count. Sharei Chelbena Reyachra. This is the illustration of this idea, Chelbena. It translated normally as galbanum, one of the spices. It's malodorous. It's not very pleasant, the fragrance. Nonetheless, umna'ah hakasuvim samemaneh keteris. It's one of the indispensable ingredients of the keteris. Abaye omar mehacha. Abaye says he agrees with the idea. He has a different source for it. Vagudasoi al eretz yesada. That pasuk. Now, dalet binin shebalulam, the Gemara in Menachos. Basemen isin perois, out of the four species that we use in Arba'a Minim, two of them produce fruit, of course the esrog and the palm that produces dates. Uvesmem enosin perois, the hadas and the arava do not produce fruit. How isin perois yuzgukim le she'en isin perois, the she'en isin perois yuzgukim le isin perois. Both of these classes are indispensable, you need them both. Ve'en adam yitzei yedei choy vaseu ben achi kulan be'aguda achas. A person cannot fulfill the obligation of Dalet Minim unless he has all of them. It's not enough to have just the fruit-bearing species. V'chen Yisrael beharatza'ah, when Yisrael are trying to be meratze Hashem, when they try to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shikulan be'aguda achas, all have to be bound together, sh'neimar haboinei b'shamayim al yisa ve'agudasoi al eretz yesada. That's the pasuk that Abaye quoted, agudasoi al eretz yesada. Aguda. Rashi says the kukin from akulan yehuke echad. They all need to be like one. Behartza'ah, when they're trying to please Hashem. Keshen misanin, when they conduct a public fast. Ein na'anin, they are not answered. Hashem does not respond favorably. Ad sheyu kulan be'aguda achas, until all of them are bound together. Tzadikim ur'sha'im. Dumya te'isim ve'nosim peros. Like the illustration of the Arba Aminim, where we bind up both the species that produce fruit and those that are fruitless. Gemara Menachos Daf Chav Zayin. Says the author, Hareshaim zekukim letzadikim nicha. The fact that Reshaim require the tzadikim, no, I can understand that. Ach tzadikim zekukim lereshaim et meha. It's very perplexing that the tzadikim need the Reshaim to be part of their fast. Heim adavim. The answer is what we said on the previous page. Haklal Yisrael hu klal. Klal Yisrael is defined as a community. The very name connotes that. It's only as a group, as a community, that they can come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their tefillos. Everyone belongs to the klal. Even the resha'im are part of the klal. There's another explanation, a deeper explanation here. HaKlal Yisrael b'mahusoy davuk b'shem shu am Hashem. The essence of Klal Yisrael is that it is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Am Hashem, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'davuk b'echad, that which is attached to the one, gam hu b'vchinas echad. It itself becomes one. She'en yosevel perudim. It cannot tolerate separation. Mamash ke'etz hazeh ha'yonek ha'yisoy mishorashav. Like a tree, mamash like a tree that derives its livelihood, its life, from the roots. The shoresh of Klal Yisrael hu achdus Eisbara. The shoresh of Klal Yisrael is the oneness of Hashem. So if we are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, mimele, it has to be one. Lachein, kol asher b'shem Yisrael ichune, anyone who can be called Yisrael, anyone who at the very least, on that level, can be just called Yisrael. They have to be united and to draw together to the Creator. It is not possible to live just for oneself. Egoism, anochius, selfishness, egoism. That's the midah which is most despised within Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is reshus hayachid. Klal Yisrael is not reshus harabim. It's reshus hayochid. Le'umoy Yisraelam ein musak kazeh. Le'umoy Yisraelam don't have such a concept. Yesh gam benhem anashim tovim. Of course, among them there are also good people. Aval am bichlalo de'eg rak la'atzmo. The nation looks after itself. The pasuk quoted in the Gemara Bava Basra, the feud says, v'chesed le'umim chatos. The chesed of the nations has an element of chatos. Kol tzedakah v'chesed, she'ovdei elilim oisin. The tzedakah and chesed, they conduct chetu lahen. There's an element of chet in it. Lefi she'ein oisim ela liyisyaher boy. They do it for their own purposes. Uchdei she'timashech malchusan, to extend their own dominion. Ulecharef oisanu boy. The Gemara Bava Basra, the feud. The author explains, Goyim lo yakrivu korbanos b'shul kol umois kedei she'yeh lahem kiyum. The Goyim would not contemplate bringing korbanos on behalf of the other nations so that the other nations should endure, k'moy she'aseh klal Yisrael b'sukkos, as we do with the 70 parei hachag. Uleosid lavoi b'yizgalus yichudeis baruch kol olam. In the future, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals His unity throughout the world, amru chazal she'umois yevoi levakesh secharam. Chazal tell us in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that the Umos will come to seek their reward, ki kol ha-milchamos shenu, they will argue that all the wars that they waged, kol ha-gesharim shebanu, all the infrastructure that they built, v'ashvakim shetiknu, all the marketplaces, the bourses, the stock exchanges, and the economic cooperation that they enacted, v'amirchatzai shesu, all the stadiums and places of leisure, v'akol bishul Yisrael kedei she'yasku b'Torah. The argument will be all of this we did for the sake of Israel to make it easier to learn Torah. Yoichichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al pneim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuke them. V'yomar lahem sheitim shebalim, you fools. Kol ma she'asitim bishvil atzmechem. What you did for yourselves. Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis. Kol ma shegoyim osim ba'olam le'atzmam hem osim. Ultimately, they do with self-interest in mind. Hagoyim bivchinas reshus harabim. Goyim have the aspect of reshus harabim. Oilam shel perudim. It's a world of dissension, of separation. Haklal Yisrael b'mahusoy b'vchinas reshus hayechid. Klal. The essence of Klal Yisrael is the aspect of reshus hayechid. We are one. Al kein aleinu lishtadel lishtayech le'aklal. This is the introduction to these ideas. The individual Jew has to be bound up and part of the community. Onwards, paragraph base. Ha'adam ha'perati chayev lios isha klal. The individual must be part of the community. Lo'y kalu adavan. This is not something easy. Because the individual says in his life, all of life, we are limited. But to recognize the community beyond oneself, to see oneself as a leaf in a large tree, a person has to grow in order to recognize this. But this recognition is essential for the individual, if he wishes to build his life upon the truth. Kvar hevenu b'vekeh tefillah. Above, when we discussed tefillah, we cited das hagra, the opinion of the Gaon, she'asur lechaven menusach ha'tefillah litzorech atzmoi, that in the central brachos, one should not have kavanah for oneself, one's own needs. Ach lispalel shiu kol Yisrael betachlis ha'shlemus. Rather, one is davening for klal Yisrael to be perfected, and to perfect the form of Knesset Yisrael above. We started this, we discussed this. In order to daven the Amidah with true Kavanah, a person has to rise beyond one's own needs, and to daven for the perfection, completion of Klal Yisrael. This is especially prominent, this idea, in the philosophy of Rosh Hashanah. Shehu me'aseh simeh teshuvah. Of course, Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days, are part of aseh simeh teshuvah. Uv'chol zeis, hifki'u metakne ha'tfilah istfilosenim mikol avidim. Nonetheless, the metakne ha'tfilah, those who established it, removed any sort of vidui from the tfilos of Rosh Hashanah. Ad she'afinu avinu malkeinu chatanu lefanecha. Even that phrase, in avinu malkeinu, the first phrase, often in Sidurim, you'll see it in brackets, Yesh she'ela b'poskim yesh lomo b'Rosh Hashanah, because there's a question in the poskim as to whether to say on Rosh Hashanah. She'im adam yizkor es chata'av, because if a person remembers chata'im on Rosh Hashanah, yipol alav pachad adin, he may be overcome by a concern of, because of judgment. V'yevakesh, and then he'll start chanina uslecha, he'll start for forgiveness, asking for that. Chayim uv'riyosuf anasa, all the things that concern us as individual life and parnasa and health. V'lo yizoy tzuras ayom. That is just not the theme of the day. Ki boitz rechoyz kol ha'tfilos yisyached al gilui mechusez barach bo'ilam. The tfilos and Rosh Hashanah have to focus on Hashem's coronation, His revelation as King in the world. V'chama tzarich adam lisromem b'Rosh Hashanah. Aha, a person has to rise on Rosh Hashanah, lehaniach pirtei chayev haketanim, to set aside the details, his concerns for his life, ulizdabek b'klal, and to just attach himself to the klal. Ye'uyan b'sidur hagra. Take a look at his sidur, b'akdama litfilas Rosh Hashanah, the introduction to the davening of Rosh Hashanah, she'sham einan misba'er b'arichus. He explains it in great detail. In brackets, Baalei HaMusar, Rabbi Seinu Zichronom Yagin Aleinu, Ha'iru, they made a comment, Shebechol Zis, Yesh L'Adam Lizaher. Nonetheless, of course, a comment typical of Baalei HaMusar. A person has to be careful, Shelo Yerame Atzmoi, not to delude oneself, not to cheat yourself. Lachshov Shehu Be'emes Ish Klal, to think that he truly is already a man of the community. Uve'emes Ma'asav Machishim Oseh B'zeh. In truth, if he looks deeper, he'll see that his own deeds contradict this notion. Ayen sham b'hara ma shemuva merabin agoin rabbi Yisrael Salanter, v'ayen oid b'chuchma u'musar chelik beis iman ches, v'en kal makom la'arich, end of bracket. Eizoi hasaga gvoiha tzarech litfila kazois migadlus ha'klal Yisrael. One has to have a high conception of the gadlus of Klal Yisrael for such a tfila. V'cham tzarech adam levatel es ha'egoizm shelo. How a person has to negate and eradicate his own egoism, his own selfishness, kedei sheyuchal lidoig b'ad Klal Yisrael, in order to be able to be concerned for Klal Yisrael, or lispel alavoy, and to daven exclusively for Klal Yisrael. Hein, mi shemesugal lispel alkacha, a person who is able to daven that way, hu kvar b'derech lias ish haklal. He's already well on the way to be ish haklal. The Gemara in Bechos daf lamed. Omar abayei le'olam lishatef inish nafsheh b'adei tzibur. A person must always combine himself with the tzibur. Al yispalel tefila ketzara b'lishon yachid, ele b'lishon rabim. He should not daven in the singular, but rather in the plural, shemitoich kach tefilasei nishmas. Through that, his tefila will be heard. Ad kan.